In 2007, the Czech Republic was condemned by the European Court of Human Rights in Strasbourg for the way its education system treated the country's Romani minority. The court found that Roma children were frequently discriminated against and sent to schools for the disabled when they did not show signs of learning difficulties. On International Roma Day this Wednesday, the Czech Education Ministry released the results of two studies it commissioned to determine how Roma children are faring in the country's schools now. Rosie Johnson spoke to Education Minister Andrej Liska and asked him whether it wasn't controversial to split Czech children into Roma and non-Roma for the purpose of these studies.
The problem we face nowadays in the Czech Republic is that a large part of our society, very often Romas, are socially excluded. For us, the Ministry of Education, it doesn't matter really if their exclusion is based purely on their ethnic origin or if it's a combination of social reasons and ethnicity. For us, the most important question is what kind of educational needs these people, these children have. And thus, the methods we have used to research this was based on the needs, the individual educational needs of these kids.
You've said that some of the results of this study were alarming. What were the findings and what was alarming about them?
The most important finding of these studies is that they have both actually proven our hypothesis that these children are structurally excluded from the main educational framework and that only one third of schools in the area of socially excluded settlements are ready to build this inclusive educational environment. The rest is unfortunately not, and that is a very alarming message that shows how much our support is needed.
What are potential solutions to the problems that you've identified in this study? If you could give me some concrete examples.
We definitely need to enhance the system of educational counseling. That is actually the point where, for the first time, the children, the parents, the teachers, and the psychologists and counselors meet before they actually enter the primary school. We need to teach the counselors. We need to make them aware of inclusive methods. We need to support teachers in terms of wages, in terms of methods they use at school, in the classrooms. And this is the most important framework we would like to move around in the future months and years. I very much hope that these very important findings will be appreciated by my successors, because 1 year work has shown we can move a lot ahead, and it also shows that if we want to move qualitatively ahead, we need at least 10 years to work every day, every year, every month on this issue to enhance the situation of the Roma kids from the socially excluded environment.
And that was Education Minister Andrej Liska speaking there to Rosie Johnson.